We are joined right now by a defensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers. He is a Pro Bowler. He had five tackles, a sack, a pass defensed, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery in Monday night's big win over Cleveland. For the season, 18 tackles, three sacks, two forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery. He had 12 sacks last season. He is a Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year from Oregon. The Niners are 4-0 this season, and they are in first in the NFC West. They are at the Rams on Sunday. We are joined by DeForest Buckner. DeForest, good to have you on. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having me, Jim. I'm doing great.
Good, man.
You got me ready to lift the weight room with your intro song, man.
Dude, let me tell you something. I got the right music for you. You got the right resume for us. It's good. It's good to have you. All right, so I know you're focused on the Rams, but take me back to Monday night. National TV, primetime, Cleveland in your house. What was the mood heading into that game, and how good did it feel to come out and dominate the way that you guys did?
Yeah, you know, we came into the week, you know, just ready to go. We knew they had a lot of talent on the offensive side and the defensive side, and we knew our capabilities, and we knew it was a big stage. It was Monday night. It was our time to show everybody, you know, nationally, really, just to show them what we can do and what the 2019 49ers are all about.
You know, it seems like maybe you guys knew, but for a lot of people outside, that might have been a coming out party. In fact, from the outside, it felt like a statement win against a team with a lot of hype. Did that feel like a statement win to you?
Yeah. Most definitely. You know, they had a lot of hype, and everybody, you know, counts us out in almost every game. And, you know, we try not to focus on that kind of stuff, and we just focus on ourselves each and every day. And like I said, we know what we can do, and we just wanted to show it, you know, to everybody else.
DeForest Buckner is joining us. Now, that defense that you play with is so fast, it's so tough, it's fierce. How would you describe the attitude and the identity of that unit?
Yeah, really. We just like to play kind of punch you in the mouth kind of defense. You know, we got guys swarming to the ball. Obviously, you can see when you know, like you said, it's a fast defense. You know, we preach every day on running to the ball and attacking the ball. You know, last year, obviously, we had a record low in turnovers and, you know, especially in interceptions too. And, you know, this year we wanted to come. We built this defense. They invested a lot in this defense on all around. And, you know, you can see the guys taking it, you know, to heart and really trying to make a fast and physical defense that we've been missing the past couple of years here at the Niners.
Niners defensive lineman DeForest Buckner is joining us. You know, the numbers overall might not have been great last year, but individually you had a monster season, 67 tackles, 12 sacks, 17 tackles for a loss, 20 quarterback hits. Did that feel like a breakthrough for you? And if so, what kind of expectations did you put on yourself for this year?
Yeah, most definitely. Last year was definitely a breakout season for me, even though my team didn't do as well. But, you know, it was really my whole thing last year was finding that extra step and finishing, you know, when I get to the quarterback. And I finally did, and I ended up with 12 sacks. And I knew my capabilities. I knew I would be able to get double-digit sacks. And I put that on myself. And this year, really coming in, you know, having new additions, especially on the D-line, having guys come off the edge and, you know, having the whole D-line work together, as you saw Monday night, you know, it's definitely been, I would say, beneficial for me. And not completely yet, because I'm still getting a lot of double teams. And, you know, those guys are obviously coming off the edge and getting a lot of benefit from me getting doubles. And I'm freeing up some guys. And really, this year, I'm just taking it one game at a time, you know, doing what I can do to help my team win.
DeForest Buckner joining us. I'm glad you mentioned the double teams. I was going to ask you about that. Because you are getting doubled so much, I know you've spent a lot of time watching guys like Aaron Donald, my guy, Calais Campbell. What kind of things have you learned from watching them?
Yeah, it's really just, you know, hand placement and things like that when they're getting doubled. You know, obviously Aaron Donald is one of the best in the game, and if not the best in the game right now. And, you know, he's obviously getting a lot more double teams than he did last year. But, you know, when he does get doubled, you know, he still tries to find a way to win and get pressure on the quarterback. And I'm just trying to find, you know, little things that he does with hand placement and things like that on, you know, when he's trying to split those double teams.
Listen, I understand that you're about the team. You're going to be about the team first and about the bottom line. But I'm looking at your numbers, and I'm looking about what you mean to that team. It seems to me you don't always get the level of national recognition that you might deserve. Your teammates and coaches know this. They seem bothered by this, that you were left off the top 100 players list because they want you to get the respect that you have earned. Does it bother you, and do you get a little extra motivation or fuel from it?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I try not to pay attention to that kind of stuff, but yeah, you know, like any other guy, any other ball player that you know, plays really well and deserves recognition. I mean, it gets under my skin a little bit, you know. It's like I always preach the respect thing, you know, and I make sure every opportunity that I get to play on Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays, whatever it is, to show everyone what I can do and my abilities.
DeForest Buckner is my guest. I would even say it's not just Sunday or Thursday or Monday. It's every day of the week. And I say that because Kyle Shanahan talks about how hard you go in practice. And the fact that he actually made the point that you go as hard as anybody he's ever been around in practice. One of the things you've talked about personally is the fact that you are motivated to be the best. So where does the motivation come from? Is it from an outside source or is it purely internal?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It's purely internal. Everything I do, I want to be the best at. And I always, if I'm doing something that I love, I want to do it to the best of my abilities, and I know I can do it really well, and at a high level. And so I hold myself to that standard every day. And if you're not working hard in practice, then you're not gonna benefit from anything in the game. And how you practice, how you play, and that's how I always live my life, and how I was taught. And that's why I approach the game, at a high level every single day.
All right, so if you hold yourself to that standard, then if you start to make the kind of plays that you're making, you can start to hold those around you to a similar standard. As an example, when you first came in, you led by example, but now your teammates are talking about how you're becoming more and more vocal and that they do listen. Do you take that responsibility as a leader seriously? I would imagine so. And then how much do you appreciate that new responsibility?
Yeah, I definitely take it seriously, I didn't understand it at first when, I was kind of reserved and really just led by example. But, growing over the past couple of years and becoming more vocal, I see the type of power that, what I say, my teammates really, really take in, I got to know how to approach each and every single guy differently because everybody, responds to, criticism or anything differently. You know what I mean? And everybody's different. And so I definitely take that to, really serious. And, I'm just honored, to be honest, to have that type of respect amongst my teammates.
Niner DeForest Buckner joins me for another moment. Listen, speaking of teammates, there's a story from a little while back that Richard Sherman was talking to you about your dog, which is a Cavalier Poodle. Sherm thinks a big guy like you should have a big dog. How big is this dog, and what does he not understand about this?
Yeah, my dog, Kimo, he's a little Cavalier Poodle. He's about, 17 pounds. What Sherm doesn't understand is, I like to chill. I'm a really chill guy. My dog's real chill. He's pretty chill, he doesn't shed. That's my whole thing. Having the dog, I don't like having, dog hair everywhere and everything, especially when you have people over, they get all over their clothes and stuff like that. And my dog doesn't shed, which is a big thing. And also he's small enough to where, I don't need to worry about some, big piles of shit. So. Yeah,
my man, perfectly said. And I'm a huge Sherm guy, DeForest, but yeah. I don't know what he doesn't understand about that. You laid that out perfectly, perfectly. All right, so last thought, and thanks for sharing that. Now you're facing the Rams on Sunday. When you look at their offense, what is the biggest key to stopping them in your mind?
Yeah, they're obviously the bread and butter over the past couple of years has been the run game. With Todd Gurley and Malcolm Brown's been playing at a high level, and obviously, Jared Goff, he benefits off of with a play action pass, and that's really where he's comfortable. And we really just gotta attack the run game like we've been doing week in and week out, and we attack this run game, and really stop it early, and don't let them gain any confidence and cause them to drop back. Then that's when our front seven and the back end can really get after it.
As mentioned, it was a breakthrough season last year where he had 12 sacks, a former Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year at Oregon. DeForest Buckner, my guest. My man, I appreciate you coming on early this morning. Great to have you on. DeForest, good luck this weekend.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Jim.
That was so good. Loved it. Really appreciate you. DeForest Buckner. All right, we'll take a short timeout. Niner fans, team looks fierce. They are fast. They are violent. They are explosive. They get to the quarterback. And they've got another big one coming up against the Rams Sunday.